Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Winter Olympics open.
Beijing is ready. The athletes are ready.
Misery from massive storm.
Stretching from the deep south all the way into New England.
Moscow's false flag for Ukraine.
We believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Beijing with the CBS World News Roundup. In the middle of the COVID pandemic, a second Olympic Games is officially getting underway. Happening right now here in Beijing, the opening ceremony for the 2022 Winter Games. It's taking place at the stadium known as the Bird's Nest. Beijing officials are confident.
Everything is set ready of Beijing Winter Olympics. Everything is in place.
China has been preparing for this moment since 2015 when it was awarded the Games. Billions of dollars have been spent. Not everyone, though, is pleased that it's taking place here. Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
It is unfortunate that the Winter Olympics are being held in China, one of the world's worst human rights abusers.
And yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had this warning to American athletes here in China who might want to speak out on human rights abuses.
I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless.
And many countries, including the U.S., are taking part in a diplomatic boycott, refusing to send government officials to the Games. But the athletes are here. The American team is more than 200 strong. Among the American favorites, figure skater Nathan Chen, snowboarder Chloe Kim, and the U.S. women's hockey team. My colleague, CBS News correspondent Jamie Yukas, is with me here in Beijing. She has the story of the two Americans carrying the U.S. flag in today's Parade of Nations.
Teammates chose curling legend John Schuster and bobsledder Alana Myers-Taylor as flag bearers. But Brittany Bowe will walk for Myers-Taylor since she's still stuck in a Chinese isolation hotel after a positive COVID test.
Are you so excited that you were named a flag bearer?
I'm a first generation immigrant. And so to have all that history and to know what the American flag means to my family, like, it is huge to be asked to carry it.
Right now, the opening ceremony is continuing. It will conclude with the lighting of the Olympic cauldron. And tomorrow, Steve, the first medals here in Beijing will be handed out in six sports, including cross-country skiing and speed skating.
Well, Steve, snow and ice are being put to good use there, but it's not very welcome over a large stretch of this country, from Texas on up to the Northeast. This week's massive storm has left hundreds of thousands without power and has made travel treacherous. Airlines have canceled around 10,000 flights over the last couple of days. Reporting from Alabama, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says the system has packed all kinds of trouble.
The tornado that touched down here in Hale County caused a wide path of destruction. Fueled by high winds from the winter storm, the twister cut through multiple homes, shredded trees that littered roadways, and even caused enough flooding to swallow vehicles. Elsewhere across the Deep South, a deep freeze, plunging temperatures, leaving more than 100,000 without power in Tennessee. Temperatures dropped so low in Belmont County, Ohio, the mixture of freezing rain, sleet, and ice forced officials to declare a level 2 emergency, warning drivers to stay off the highways.
I'm going to my mother's to be rescued to get warm.
Hours before the Olympic opening ceremonies, Russia's President Vladimir Putin met in Beijing with Chinese President Xi. They say they're against any expansion of NATO and are deepening their strategic cooperation. U.S. officials believe Russia is working on a storyline to justify a potential invasion of Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams says it's thought fake video of an attack could be used as a pretext to send in troops.
With around 100,000 Russian troops massed on Ukraine's border, the U.S. is warning that Moscow could stage a violent incident and blame Ukrainian forces as a pretext for moving in. The U.S. government says a fake attack could involve military equipment purported to be supplied by the West and explosions, and the pretend victims could be in Russia or Russian-speaking people here in Ukraine.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
One of the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery has decided to withdraw a guilty plea to a federal hate crime charge. It means a trial is next. Earlier this week, a judge threw out a plea deal for Greg McMichael and his son Travis. In Southern California, there's an investigation into what happened to a San Francisco 49ers fan in the parking lot at last Sunday's NFC Championship game. Inglewood Mayor James Butts says 40-year-old Daniel Luna of Oakland is in a medically induced coma, and security video details what happened.
It appears that the injured person, Luna, pushed the suspect from behind. It appears that the suspect then retaliated by pushing Mr. Luna from behind and then struck Mr. Luna once in the mouth area.
He says Luna hit the back of his head on the ground and has suffered internal bleeding and brain swelling. Denver Broncos legend and president of operations John Elway disputes Brian Flores' claim that his coaching interview was a sham, Elway denying he was hungover for the interview and says his integrity has been attacked. Flores makes the claim in his lawsuit against the NFL and three teams. History was made on Wall Street yesterday with the record stock plunge of Facebook's parent company, Meta. CBS's Jason Brooks says the sell-off was prompted by an earnings report that shows its lost users and revenue to TikTok and others.
Meta's stock plunged by more than 26%, wiping out almost $240 billion in market value, more than the combined values of GM, Ford, Clorox, and Electronic Arts. Other social media stocks, including Snap and Pinterest, were also pummeled in the sell-off.
And it's estimated Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg lost around $30 billion in personal wealth. Jeff Bezos figures to add billions to his personal portfolio as Amazon turned in a strong earnings report. The company says it's also raising its annual membership fee for Prime from $119 to $139, first price hike since 2018.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects, but there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Southwest Airlines has reopened the bar and not everyone is celebrating.
Months after the airline dried out in response to COVID-era confrontations from customers, Southwest says it will once again be offering alcoholic beverages. A spokesman says the decision was driven by passenger feedback, but the FAA and flight attendants groups say it's unsafe and irresponsible while mask mandates are still in place. They blame the bulk of in-air violence and unruliness on alcohol. Some other carriers resumed wine and cocktail sales last year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
South Dakota has become the latest state to have a law on the books that bans transgender girls and college-age women from playing in female sports leagues. Similar laws in other states have been blocked by courts. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. For Steve Futterman in Beijing, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free, starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.